This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Got some insanity coming from the mouth of Rodrigo Duterte, who is basically a man who can do whatever he wants, it appears, murdering 3,000 people. I mean, he didn't do it himself, but he might have done a couple of them based on some of the past actions, according to one of his lieutenants in the past, one of the men who had done murdering for Rodrigo Duterte, who's now the president of the Philippines. Back when he was the mayor of Davao, he was called the Death Squad Mayor, which is a term that he himself has embraced. So it's not just, you know, what the people in the media are calling him. This guy has completely owned that particular nickname, and he seems to really like it. There's T-shirts of him out there. There's people that just love the idea that this guy has put to death thousands of people, many of whom may have been completely innocent, but basically all you need to do to get away with a murder in the Philippines now is kill
some drugs on somebody.
Right, plant some drugs or a used, used a syringe or something like that. So as long as, you know, the dead body has a syringe laying next to it or a bag of heroin or something, then, we don't really need to investigate this. We're not really too concerned with these drug users. And I thought that they were only targeting drug dealers until these new comments. And Vincent, did you have the BBC story handy? Because if not, I know Daryl's got a very good
Because
you guys thought I was going to talk about this, and I hadn't even seen this headline about Duterte, what he said apparently today. Or yesterday?
I think it was yesterday because I got a message on Twitter early this morning about it.
Different time zones, though.
Do you have like a Duterte search or something like that? Or just somebody sent you a heads up?
Somebody had sent me a private message on Twitter.
Like, did you see this kind of thing?
Yeah. And it's the guy that listens to the show that used to live in the Philippines or still lives in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah, the dude who ran a pirate station for us. I mean, not that we asked him to, but...
Right, but, you know, he used to have LRN on the air in the Philippines until we started talking about Duterte, and then he got scared because there's some kind of...
That's how you end up dead.
Don't speak bad about the Filipino president law.
Absolutely.
And he was like, I'm just going to go ahead and pull that now.
Right, little too risky. I don't blame him for that.
Don't blame him either.
So this is, I got a different one. It's a CNN article, and the quote here from Duterte is... Quote, Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now there is 3 million, 3 million drug addicts in the Philippines. There are, he said, unquote, he said in a speech in his hometown of Davao City. Quote, I'd be happy to slaughter them. At least if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have me.
Oh, man.
You know my victims. I would like them to be all criminals, to finish the problem of my country and save the next generation from perdition. Unquote.
Wow. Wow. I mean, more than once in that statement likened himself to Hitler. So,
right.
You know,
and
you can't say that was an accident.
The story that I have from The Guardian, they put it a little bit differently to where he says, if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have, he paused, pointing to himself. And then he goes on to say about, you know, slaughtering 3 million drug addicts. They point out there were actually 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis during the Second World War. And
maybe he's a Holocaust denier.
Could be. Who knows? The president of the World Jewish Congress, Ronald Lauder, said Duterte's remarks were revolting and demanded a retraction and an apology. I don't think he's going
this is not the kind of guy who's going to apologize.
Lauder added, drug abuse is a serious issue, but what President Duterte said is not only profoundly inhumane, but it demonstrates an appalling disrespect for human life that is truly heartbreaking for a democratically elected leader of a great country.
I've been following this. I've been following him ever since I think he was running. This summer. And, you know, so I'd see a lot of these articles come up. And earlier in the month, I thought he topped it by threatening to eat a terrorist leader alive. But I guess, you know, Duterte topped it. And, you know,
was this the other thing you were going to tell
us
about?
Yeah, this was the other thing he said. Let's see if I still have the article up.
And the Asian Deputy Director for Human Rights Watch said it was baffling why anyone would want to compare themselves to one of the largest mass murderers in human history.
Well, I mean, only a psychopath would do something like that. This guy is absolutely out of his mind, and I don't know how long the presidential term is for the Philippines, but I suspect they're going to be saddled with him for quite a while. This seems like the kind of guy who will not want to relinquish the power that he's been given.
It's funny you mentioned psychopath. Here's a quote he said earlier this month.
Call himself a psychopath? Because that would just be hilarious.
This is from Time World. He said, well, close. He comes close. He says, if I have to face them, you know I could eat humans, he was quoted as saying to an audience that reportedly included young children. Quote, I will really open up your body. Just give me vinegar and salt and I will eat you, unquote, in regards to the terrorist group. Islamist militant group Abu Sayyaf, he said, that operates in the country south.
And the term, it's a 6-year term. He cannot be reelected.
Interesting. Okay. Well, he's going to continue to be somebody to watch, I'll tell you that. As far as, you know, him actually saying he would eat his opponents or eat the alleged terrorists.
Now, I
murder 3 million people. I mean, look, I laugh only because of the absurdity of this. It's just, it's hard to believe that this could even happen, but it's happening. This is real. This isn't The Onion.
Right.
This is a real person who is really the president of the Philippines, who has now called for the murder of 3 million drug users. So, again, what I thought he was calling for was murdering drug dealers, which is still not okay. It's definitely not okay in my book because, you know, most drug dealers are peaceful people who are just trying to provide their customers with a product that they're looking for on a consensual basis. You know, there are some bad guy drug dealers who will hurt their competition, but most of them are just trying to either pay for their own drug habit or make some money to, you know, send their kids to school or whatever. They're really not bad people. But in a situation where you can face the, you know, instant death, not even a death penalty, but instant death in the streets for being a drug dealer, it is going to attract the tougher, you know, the more rough and tumble characters because you have to be willing to take the risk of death now in order to sell drugs. But now apparently you're going to be risking death to simply use drugs. And many drug users don't have the ability to just make the choice to stop. At least they don't feel like they have that ability because they feel hopelessly addicted to the drug that
there are some substances to where you become physically addicted, not just psychologically addicted.
Right. Now, I mean, anybody can choose to quit, but they have to go through whatever the physical withdrawals would be in order to get through that process.
More than just wake up, I'm going to quit, fill in the blank drug today, and then go about your day, and you're just completely fine.
But to be fair, I mean, they also have, you know, they also make the choice to take that drug.
That's
and I'm not saying, you know, they deserve anything. You know.
So you're saying that they're choosing to become addicted?
No, I'm not saying they're choosing to become addicted, but I imagine...
Well, they chose to take the drug.
Yeah, most people would... Not everyone. I don't know what kind of drug education people have there, but I imagine if, you know anything about drugs, like say, oh, I want to try this week, you'll know it's somewhat addicting. And as I said earlier, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to judge what's going on there, but it is telling that Duterte, in a lot of his statements he says, trying to justify these people he kills, he says, I'm doing it for a future generation, I'm doing it for the victims, and then now he's going after drug victims. So that's kind of, that was an eye-opener for me today, but, you know, I don't know what's going on there, and I, you know, by living in the U.S., I'm not going to judge what's going on in the Philippines. It's not my place, I don't think.
Okay, so I want to sort of change the topic here a little bit, because... In the Philippines, they elect a president to a 6-year term, and he can't be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the idea of that, because then you don't have to, you know, worry about somebody that's just then, you know, halfway through the first term, I'm going into reelection mode, mm-hmm. and then they're just, you know, campaigning for the next couple of years.
I mean, a lot of people like the idea of term limits.
And then, you know, like, the governor of New Hampshire is elected every 2 years, and halfway through the term, oh, I gotta go on the campaign trail and try to get reelected. And people are just worried about, you know, furthering their career instead
That's
of doing
true.
What is right.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You want to share your thoughts on Duterte, the nutjob psychopath, you're welcome to, or bring up anything.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Dial in here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got stuff you're thinking about buying online, then you can help Free Talk Live at the same time. You're probably going to make your purchases at Amazon because they're huge and they've got great selection. But if you go through our affiliate link, then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It's money that Amazon would otherwise keep for themselves that they send to us because you would start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links to Amazon UK, Canada, and Amazon US. They're all there. You just go into the right one for you at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Trey in Louisiana, then more about Duterte and Trump on the way here tonight. Trey, though, you're up on the amp lines. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I saw a post today on Free Talk Live about Daryl being able to be a write-in candidate. Well, here in Louisiana,
in a handful of states.
We got some. I'm sorry.
Only in a handful of states.
Oh, okay. Well, down here in Louisiana, we have the electronic machine, so we can't write in nobody.
Right. Wow. There are some states that have the electronic machines where they allow people to cast a write-in vote, but Louisiana is one of the states where they do not allow write-in votes. Nevada is another state that does not allow write-in votes, but unlike Louisiana, Nevada puts on their ballot a line that says none of these candidates.
Which is great.
Yes, that's true.
We definitely need more of that. So, Trey, what about Daryl's write-in campaign?
Well, I would vote for him if I could, but since I can't, I guess I'm going to go for Gary Johnson, you know.
Vote your conscience.
Yes, sir. Well, I'd rather him than them other two, you know.
Got it.
I'd rather see Daryl, but you know how that goes.
Yep.
Yeah, Louisiana sounds like just a really awful place. One of our co-hosts is from Louisiana. She's on Monday nights, Melanie, and she just hated it down there. And you know, she was born and raised, and it just sounds like an absolutely awful place in a lot of ways. I've been there to visit one time, and you know, it was like any other place to visit. But apparently, when you live there, you really start to realize how awful it truly is. So. Good luck down there, Trey.
Oh, you do. Thanks. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So which states or in which states are you qualified? You said there's only a handful. And this is like as an official write-in candidate, meaning they'll actually count your votes? Is that what it means?
That's the theory. So I've filed declarations of intent to be a write-in candidate in a handful of states. And then there's another handful of states where they claim that all write-ins are valid. So give me one second.
Like New Hampshire? They'll just
right.
Let you
New Hampshire is one of the places where they claim that all write-ins are valid. Now, whether or not Bill Gardner actually tabulates all of those is another question.
Right, because sometimes when they tabulate the votes in New Hampshire, they'll have write-in candidates with the number of votes received, but they'll also have scatter.
Yes.
Which seems to be like write-in candidates that don't get more than one vote or something like that. I'm not sure what the rule is to be included in the scatter.
The law in New Hampshire says that they're supposed to tabulate for every candidate that receives 5 votes or more.
Okay.
But they don't do that. They just wind up putting everything as scatter that they don't feel like tabulating at the state level.
So they're violating their own state ordinances or state
Yes.
Law.
Yes, they are.
But of course, no one will hold them accountable for it.
So. Right. So New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama, Iowa, Wyoming, and those are the states where they say every write-in vote is valid. Based on the information that I'm seeing from the Oregon Secretary of State, it seems as though every write-in vote is valid in Oregon, and then if you wind up winning, you've got to fill out some declaration. The following states are places where I have filed to be a write-in candidate, which, again, whether or not they actually wind up tabulating the votes is another story, but according to their statutes, they should. Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Nebraska, Kansas, West Virginia, Delaware, and the District of Criminals.
Okay. So people in those areas can write you in?
Yes.
And they will likely count?
Yes.
Everywhere else, your mileage may vary?
Correct.
Okay.
And then South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Nevada, and South Dakota, and Hawaii are places where write-in votes are not allowed, meaning there is not a spot on the ballot. Mississippi has a spot on the ballot, but they will only count write-in votes if a candidate for that office dies or withdraws.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just so we're clear, we're talking about Daryl W. Perry running for president. Now it's clear
during
which...
a limited writing campaign yep. in which I expect to expend no funds.
Now, did I hear there was some sort of controversy about this?
There's been a lot of controversy about this, yes.
As though... So, I'm just going to guess, I haven't seen any of the controversy. People are butthurt that you're not getting behind Gary Johnson as the official nominee of the Libertarian Party.
Pretty
you
know, much.
Because he beat
yes.
you fair and square and by stacking the deck full of a bunch of former Republicans
well,
at the Libertarian
Convention.
There
are people saying that I'm, quote-unquote, doing everything I can to destroy Gary's campaign by preventing him from getting 5%. And giving the Libertarian Party major party status.
Wait a minute. Okay. There's a major party status at the national level for 5%?
No. No, there's not. The 5% threshold qualifies the presidential candidate in 4 years.
Oh, for matching funds.
Not matching funds. Just a flat-out federal welfare check.
Oh, wow.
And... I don't think that, you know, that should be accepted by the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate
right.
because it's stolen funds,
that's right.
so it
that's always
be rejected out of principle.
Right, and that was always a debate. It's been a debate that has been heard in the party for many years. I remember it as far back as the Harry Brown campaign.
Right, back in the Harry Brown days, though, it was the matching funds, which is completely different.
Which Harry Brown also said he wouldn't take, if I'm recalling correctly.
Correct. He qualified for the matching funds right. and refused the check.
Exactly. But there are a bunch of people who are saying we should take the money and so on and so forth.
Right.
Now, so people are upset because they believe that you as a write-in candidate will have enough power on the ballot, enough votes to actually be the deciding factor in whether or not Gary Johnson gets his 5%. That is a
some
true compliment.
Saying that. There are some people saying that
it's
I'm going to
wind
up, you know, costing the party ballot lines in a few states, again, by pulling enough votes to where, right. you know, candidates don't meet
have
the
threshold. Have
these
people ever run a write-in campaign before? I mean, you're lucky
probably
if you can get
not.
Five write-in votes
and
anywhere.
Then a few other people are saying that, you know, by filing, you know, a half a dozen pieces of paper or whatever it was and writing a press release that I'm wasting my time and, you know, just
well,
trying
you can
to
do,
build
spend
my
your time
ego.
On anything you want.
Right.
I can't imagine. I just don't see a write-in campaign as being very ego-boosting. I mean, you kind of have to be, I think, to some extent, humble to be willing to, you know, ask people to write you in.
And all I'm doing is giving people that weren't going to vote for Gary Johnson anyway
someone
a name
for.
That they could write on the ballot that's not Harambe or Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough call now. I'm going to have to make that decision. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. If you want to share your thoughts on Daryl's write-in campaign or Duterte or whatever you want, you can take control on Free Talk. Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, if you want, you can find all kinds of archives for Free Talk Live over at our website at freetalklive.com. In fact, they go all the way back to 2006, so a whole decade's worth of archives. Totally free. You can download as much as you want at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Joe in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you, sir, for coming up with the foresight for a radio station for listeners to be able to view their opinions that are not the same old, lowest national opinions.
Your foresight
on doing this radio show has grown over the years, and we appreciate it. It's an outlet for us to be able to say our thoughts. Next, on Daryl running for president, we got two clowns that are talking about a lady that won some pageant being overweight instead of talking about the issues of our country. And by me voting for Daryl, I'm doing it through absentee ballot of Alabama. I'm saying I'm tired of the same old, same old. Give us somebody that wants to represent you and me. And I don't think Gary Johnson really wants to represent you and me, because if he did, he wouldn't even think about a government check. He would want to be out knowing who the politicians are he's had to meet with when he becomes president. He needs to do his homework a little bit more. Plus, I don't really think he's a libertarian. And so me voting for Daryl, I'm expressing that I want change, and I hope that if enough people did, the people that do the surveys or whatever would say, hey, we've got to make a change in our country and start focusing on true liberty and true freedom for our citizens.
Well, I appreciate the optimism, but I highly doubt that a write-in candidacy is going to do anything external beyond the individual to give someone, you know, I don't think it's going to do more than just give the individual a feeling of, wow, I voted for someone who I actually agreed with, because the media is not going to see it. Even if the votes are counted by the vote counters, they'll never be reported in any mainstream media publications. So, I mean, as far as Daryl's writing campaign having any kind of an effect on the system, it's, you know, not very likely.
You don't think, like, over a period of time, change can be done little by little?
I think so, but not at that
not
level.
Not at the national level.
Yeah. I think that if you want to change things, you're going to have to work at the grassroots. You're going to have to get involved on the local level, where your vote actually, it actually can make a difference.
And your voice.
Where write-in campaign, in theory, could actually have some kind
there
of
there have been people elected state rep as write-in candidates in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, right.
There was actually, a few years ago, a Senate candidate in Alaska that was elected as a write-in candidate. U.S. Senate. Elected as a
write-in because they wrote in on primary and got on the general ballot, or elected as a write-in on the general ballot?
She lost her primary, but because she was a fairly popular incumbent, she wound up having enough support to win the general election as a write-in candidate.
It's impressive.
Yes.
But yeah, at the national level, I mean, you're just going to be ignored, marginalized, sidelined, and you know, you're not going to be taken seriously. If Daryl gets more write-in votes than Mickey Mouse, I'll be blown away. And that's not a shot at you, Daryl. It's just, you know, the reality.
Mickey Mouse has better name recognition.
Right. I mean, people, you know, if they're going to write somebody in, Mickey Mouse is one of those sort of classic write-in names. And it would be interesting to see if you actually beat Mickey Mouse, because if you do, that would be, I would say, for a write-in candidate, a real feat.
And in Alabama, people generally will write in the either the head coach of the University of Alabama, the starting quarterback, the head coach of Auburn. You know, they'll write in, you know, some well-known sports figure. And those people would probably do a lot better job than some of the clowns that are actually on the ballot.
So basically,
do you think they'll ever... Do you ever tend to ever put none of the above on the ballot?
I hope so. There was a bill here in New Hampshire to put that on, but because New Hampshire has a lot of multi-member districts, there were some weird things about the wording of the bill, so it wound up not going anywhere. It's something that I'm going to, you know, try pushing for here in New Hampshire.
And then next, Daryl, you are doing a lobbyist right now. The votes, now I know a lot of states base their future laws by other state laws. Do states look at what New Hampshire does? Or do you know if other states look at some of the laws that they push?
I don't know. But I do know that the New Hampshire legislators tend to look at what other states have done.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look to see, you know, especially because most of the legislators are members of the National Council of State Legislators. So they'll look and, you know, see what are the so-called best practices in this area or this area, or, you know, what are other states doing to take away people's rights? And they'll, you know, determine what they're introducing on that way. But when people go to testify to the legislators, a lot of them will look to see, well, how many lobbyists showed up? How many regular people? And generally, there's, you know, going to be more quote unquote regular people showing up for the freedom issues than there are lobbyists. But, well, there were lobbyists that came to speak this way, and they wind up, you know, going the way of the lobbyist. So it's going to be interesting now to where you have a lobbyist advocating for freedom in addition to some of the regular people. And then you've got other lobbyists that are advocating for the complete opposite. So it's going to be interesting to see if it's able to actually sway some of the legislators.
In regards to
The reason I asked that was because of supporting you as a lobbyist there, I was hoping it would trickle down to, say, Alabama and, you know, Wyoming, California, trickle over to California. In theory,
it's possible.
I didn't hope it would do that.
It's possible because, you know, right now we're seeing stuff to where Colorado and Washington recently, you know, started taxing and regulating cannabis, and those were not states that people generally looked to for examples of legislation. But now, okay, they've done something that's not ever been done before. Mm-hmm. Let's look to see how things are working there.
Yeah, it
so
can happen.
So if we're able to do something in New Hampshire that's never been done before, then people will wind up looking to see, oh, wow, this thing's really working in New Hampshire.
Like legalized prostitution or something like
that. So really, outside, you could really be representing people from other states in just New Hampshire. By being a lobbyist,
sure. I don't know how you feel about this, Daryl, and I know, Vincent, you were trying to get a thought in here, so I want to get that, too. But, you know, whenever people say, oh, well, so-and-so doesn't represent me or so-and-so represents me or whatever, look, nobody can represent another human being besides themselves very accurately.
Right.
But what I think Daryl can represent is the ideas of liberty.
Yes.
And if you agree with the ideas of liberty, then Daryl will do a pretty good job of representing your beliefs. It may not be perfect on exactly what you believe or how you interpret the ideas of liberty, but generally he's going to be the best voice out there, the most principled voice out there. There was at one time a couple of free staters who had a lobbying firm, but I don't think they're doing their thing anymore.
They said they had a lobbying firm, but they never actually registered as lobbyists.
Oh, I could have sworn I saw them with the orange tags on or something.
I've looked through the lobby filings, and they never filed as lobbyists. They may have worn an orange badge, but they never filed as a lobbyist.
So you're the first one, then, the first legit Liberty lobbyist, and it's libertylobby.xyz. Joe, thanks for your call and your thoughts about Daryl. Vincent, what were you trying to jump in there with?
Oh, I just about what he said to people taking New Hampshire as an example. I used to work in a city hall of a rather affluent town in New Hampshire, and I was going to say, even people in New Hampshire don't want to use New Hampshire as a reference. I remember whenever they talk about getting support from the state government, this was a local select board, they'd always compare it to Vermont. They'd say, oh, you know, the Vermont state government gives their towns this aid, but, you have a new New Hampshire state legislature, they're, you know, arguing about budgets and stuff, and... yeah, so people in New Hampshire don't even appreciate what the government is doing.
Well, that seems more like some progressives that were upset that there's not taxation in New Hampshire that exists in Vermont. So for a place with, you know, very few taxes, New Hampshire's the place to look at.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. 855-450-FREE and the large migration of libertarians that are coming here as well. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about voting, specifically write-in campaigns. Daryl W. Perry launching his official write-in campaign in a number of states. Somebody called in about that. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. And the Liberty Radio Network audio on-demand listen line is available to you at 641-793-9660. But we ran into a problem today with the... I didn't do it either. I didn't set the thing up. So I'm sure there was some sort of mistake in the configuration. But apparently, our voicemail is full. So right now, you cannot leave voicemail on the listen line. We're going to figure out how to clear that stuff out of there because I didn't know that there was a box that could fill up. The way it works is when you leave a voicemail at 641-793-9660, it's normally a listen line, so you can listen to our show 24 hours a day there. Keep in mind, though, it is long distance, so unless you've got unlimited long distance, you may not want to call the number. If you've got unlimited long distance, then it costs you nothing. So 641-793-9660. So as you're listening to the show there, you can hit zero and leave us a voicemail. We've hit, I think, 100 messages in that voicemail box. So maybe there's like a firm count of 100 that's like the max in the box. I'm just guessing.
Right, because some of those messages are a lot longer than others.
Most of them are 0 seconds long, and there's only a few that are like more than 4 or 5 minutes long.
There have been a few that are 10 minutes.
There was at least one that was 10 minutes. That was Ricky in Pennsylvania who left that one.
I wasn't going to throw anybody under the bus.
No, I've already thrown them under the bus on that one. So anyway, I've contacted technical support. They will, I'm sure, get back to me within the next day or so and let me know what's going on. So we'll let you know when that voicemail box is cleared out. But it's nice to know that people are using it, that, you know, we've probably only aired like 5% of the voicemails that have come through there. But, you know, we're not going to put every one of them on there. We're going to put the most fun, the most interesting, the most outrageous. So definitely keep that in mind. And the most succinct. If you are a rambler, you may want to specifically write out the exact thing you want to say. That way you're brief and you're more likely to get on the air than someone who is verbose. So, again, the number is 641-793-9660. For now, you can use it as just the listen line that it was originally intended as. You can select different shows from LRN.FM and tune into those. You can listen to the LRN.FM live feed, as well as, again, Free Talk Live is one of the multitude of shows that are available to you at your fingertips there at 641-793-9660. As we go to the phones to the phone, where Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, no.
Iowa, they started their early voting already. So 500,000 people casted their ballots already. And they actually have 40 days of early voting.
Wow.
I mean, they beat New Mexico by 12 days. They have 12 more days of early voting.
What are your thoughts on early voting, Daryl?
You know, we actually talked about this last night
when
Sarah called in.
Oh, of course.
And
Sarah, you got to call more than one topic.
I'm not necessarily opposed to early voting, but I think the way that, you know, some places do it, where she's saying that they've got 40 days of early voting. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot that can wind up happening between, you know, 40 days before the election and the day of the election.
True, but if you're a Trump supporter today, what are the, I mean, what is it that Trump could do between now
That's
and...
That's not the only race on the ballot, Ian.
That's true.
There are state, you know, state rep races, there's county races.
Right.
You know, you've got a bunch of things on the ballot.
Yeah, but how many people who go in at a general election, a presidential election, actually know one thing about any of the other names on the ballot? I mean, of the people who are going to go, I'd just be curious to know that. Like, what percentage of the people who are going in to vote for president actually even know who the other candidates are?
It's probably not a huge percentage.
Yeah.
But the people that do know all of the stuff, they're just going to go on voting day. But
unless it's inconvenient to go on voting day, in which case, vote early. I did it once in Florida
to
try it out.
You know, what I suggested last night was... And I think Mark has suggested this previously. Mark Edge, another host of the show,
mm-hmm.
he has suggested having, like, you know, voting weekend to where the polls open at 12:01 a.m. on a Saturday and close at 11:59 p.m. on a Sunday.
Okay.
And if for some reason, hold on, Sarah, if for some reason you're going to be out of town or, you know, working that entire period, you can cast an absentee ballot. But, you know, absentee is not the same as early voting. Early voting is no excuse absentee. So,
the thing is, 27 states right now allow mail ballots, like you said, with no restrictions. But you guys have restrictions, and Pennsylvania have restrictions. You have to show that you're going to be out of town, or you're in a wheelchair, and nobody could take you to a polling place. So 27 states have no restrictions, and 37 states have some sort of in-person early voting.
So let me ask you this question, Sarah. How long do you think the early voting period should last?
Well, you know something? Donald Trump and Hillary are there right now in Iowa.
That wasn't an answer to the question.
That was not the question was not, where are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? The question was, how long do you, Sarah, think that early voting should last?
Well, you know what? I like this 40-day deal. That's the longest.
40
I mean,
days. Okay.
Like 40 days. So, I love it. Oh, I just
so
love it.
Let me ask this question.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask this question. How long before that filing or the beginning of early voting do you think the candidate filing period should end?
Well, whatever the legal term, whatever is legal for them to...
So they could
start for early voting, whatever it means, 15 days before,
right,
10 days before.
How long before the voting period begins do you think people should file for office?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Whatever's appropriate.
All right, there you go.
Right, and how do you determine what's appropriate? Because there are some
whatever
places...
Whatever the law says.
Right, there are some places where the primary elections happen in March. Other places, the primary elections happen in September.
Mm-hmm.
In some places, independent candidates have to file by primary day. Other places, independent candidates have to file 5 weeks before primary day. Some places, you file after primary day. So, you know, there's a lot of things involving elections that people don't generally think about.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't expect Sarah would be able to answer your question because she doesn't even know.
This is sort of related. Did you guys hear what happened to the Austrian election this year?
No.
So the Austrian election, they have to redo it later this year because...
Oh, is this one of those places to where voter turnout is below a certain percentage?
No, it wasn't because of that. It was because of a mail-in vote. It was very fishy. It was extremely close, and originally one candidate was like really set to win, and but the other candidate, he magically got in a certain number of mail-in ballots. That was exactly the number, like by 0.1%. That he needed to win, and the election commission or whatever courts they had there said they had to redo it, and so there's gonna be a redo sometime later this year in Austria.
Wow, and that's the national level.
Oh yeah, for chancellor or whatever they have there.
I'm surprised Daryl hadn't heard of that. He's always like the man in touch with all of the world's election drama.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the election stuff I do see, but, you know, there are so many countries that
right.
I don't
you
see
can't
all of
all.
Them. But, yeah, I do see a lot of the election stuff.
We're calling it glue. I just looked it up again to see what I was. It's about something about. We're calling it glue gate because of the envelope or something.
Why does everything have to be a gate? Was Watergate the first gate, or was there like gates before Watergate?
No, I think Watergate was the first, because that was the actual name of the hotel, was the Watergate Hotel.
Yes, but ever since then, it's been like this gate, that gate, glue gate. I mean, there's been
Bridge
so many,
gate.
There's everything's a damn gate.
Aleppo gate.
Deflate gate.
I just wondered, was Watergate the actual first one, or were they calling things gates before that?
No, I think the term originated because of
the Watergate.
Watergate.
And then somebody just figured, let's put gate after every scandal.
Yes. Yes.
Who was the one? Which news editor came up with that, and why did they run with it? I just don't get it.
I don't know. It sounded good.
It sounds really like overused at this point. Maybe it sounded
yes,
good.
Yes, it does.
So anyway, you can join us. You can take control of the airwaves. Still to come tonight, Vincent has become disillusioned about Donald Trump. And
about his tax plan.
He actually has the hat, and we haven't talked about it. Vincent's new on the show. We had him on last week for the first time, and he didn't. He's got the hat. The Make America Great Again hat. It is actually in the Free Talk Live studio. I bet you never thought that would happen, Daryl W. Perry.
You're right, I did not. It's missing a word, though.
Make America Great Again.
I thought should say Britain. Make America Great Britain Again.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. King Trump, we'll talk about it coming up here in hour number 3, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.